Look who's come crawling back. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast.
You couldn't resist, could you?
Prepare the fatted calf. The prodigal sons have returned. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, a review of some of the things we got done on our morning show on Planet 93.9. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello there, Darren.
And we are back.
Yes, we are. And we get right into it with...
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
We've got a breakfast alert. Oh, no, I don't care for this, Darren. News that Lucky Charms is making people sick? No, not Lucky Charms.
Yeah, but it's been doing that for years.
New report suggests Lucky Charms breakfast cereal is making some people sick with symptoms like vomiting and...
diarrhea.
New York Post citing IWasPoisoned.com, a website that tracks foodborne illnesses. And they say that this is the source of the complaints. The website has logged more than 100 complaints of people becoming sick after eating a bowl of General Mills Lucky Charms cereal. Consumers reported symptoms such as diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and stomach pains. One person writing here, got diarrhea, vomiting, high temperature, and very sick for a few days from Lucky Charms.
And I thought tricks were for kids.
General Mills says the complaints are under review, but they don't think there's a link between their cereal and the illness.
Oh, we'll take a look at it, but I don't think so.
Just seems like an odd thing to, like, to connect those dots. Well, I'm very sick. It's got to be the Lucky Charms.
Now, are these children or adults?
Well, I would have guessed that these are adults who are eating Lucky Charms. Then
you kind of deserve it. I mean, come on.
You don't get to complain about getting sick from Lucky Charms when you're a grown-up.
No, you don't.
I don't think so.
As a matter of fact, the fact that you're willing to confess that you're eating Lucky Charms.
Andrea Williamson is a spokesperson for General Mills. She says here in a statement, food safety is our top priority. We are aware of consumer claims submitted via the website and have conducted a thorough investigation. Based on our food safety programs and review of consumer feedback, we do not believe these complaints are attributed to our product. We encourage consumers to please share their feedback directly with General Mills to ensure it is captured in our ongoing review.
Mr. Johnson, is there anything else that could have maybe made you sick? Well, could have been the Sunny D or the Go-Go Squeeze.
I ate 6 boxes of Fruit Roll-Ups, but I don't want to...
I don't want to blame it on that.
I'm not going to sit here and besmirch their good name.
I typically can handle that.
No, come on.
Nope.
Complaints against Lucky Charms started rolling in last July, but have spiked this year. The founder of IWasPoisoned.com is Patrick Quad, and he's telling the New York Post here that he's alerted General Mills back in September, and the company never responded. However, now that the New York Post has broke the story, the site is seeing an uptick in consumer complaints regarding Lucky Charms. What could be in Lucky Charms that's making people sick? It's not like they've changed their recipe lately.
The god-awful marshmallows?
They are pretty bad. Yeah, and I know there are people that will just eat the marshmallows.
Ugh.
I've never understood it myself. The appeal.
Now we got you, Lucky.
Sorry, me friends. I'd make a spaceship and blast off. Can't blame him for wanting the Lucky Charms, that crunchy old cereal with a rainbow of marshmallow surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green flowers, blue diamonds, and purple horseshoes.
Oh, and diarrhea, too. It's a weird mascot, Lucky from Lucky Charms, because his whole gimmick is he's the pitch man for the cereal, but he does not want any kids eating his cereal. Oh, they're after me Lucky Charms. I gotta get out of here.
No, he even knows that this should be banned. This food type should have been banned years ago.
You think Lucky is just looking after the kids by trying to keep the cereal away from them?
You don't want this.
Oh, you'll be on the toilet all day long.
Do you know what kind of adult you'll turn into?
Oh, that's not right. No.
Don't want to do this.
You don't want that. Have some Cheerios for crying out loud.
Lucky just sitting down with the children and explaining.
You're going to turn into a man, baby.
You're already a disappointment to your parents.
Good Lord.
Come to Mama.
Yes, Lucky Charms. Dramatically delicious.
They're magically delicious.
No.
And by magically delicious, we mean there might be some foodborne illness in there.
Not of this world is what this cereal is.
We've made an unholy deal.
Yeah. It's a man-made concoction that is not good for you.
Well, I got to tell you this. Iwaspoisoned.com is quickly becoming my favorite website.
I was poisoned.
Because anytime anybody has some sort
of... from anything.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they just go online.
Keep an eye on that.
Here's somebody down in Belleville, Illinois that claims they got sick from Little Caesar's Pizza this morning and all day more than 14 hours. Possibly the pepperoni pizza I had at a birthday party.
I like to blame it on birthday parties. Every time I go to a birthday party, somehow I end up getting sick.
This is for you.
It just doesn't add up. How is that possible?
Here's somebody that in Wiley, Texas, that thinks that maybe they got food poisoning at a Chili's grill and bar.
Uh-huh.
They write here Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. Possibly their old timer hamburger. Our appetizer, Southwestern egg rolls, was undercooked. Food was undercooked, and the lettuce on my salad was watery.
Ooh, it's that lettuce.
The old timer hamburger was dry and had no taste. It was also a strange texture, and we think that's what made my husband sick. Symptoms, nausea, vomiting.
And
of course,
diarrhea.
If the food was so unappealing,
keep eating it.
Why did you eat it?
Just kept eating it.
Here's somebody in Springfield, Virginia, that claims they got sick from a Dunkin' Donuts. Writing here, lady grabbed my muffin with the wax paper, but then switched hands and flipped the wax paper. She wasn't paying attention. I ate the muffin, and within a few hours, I had bad stomach pains.
That dirty claw gave me diarrhea.
The only items which I ate that my partner did not, and she had no issues. Symptoms include stomach pain and...
diarrhea.
Here we go again.
Here's somebody that was made sick there, claiming from JoJo's Shake Bar in Chicago, Illinois. I went there to try the place out with my boyfriend. We ordered some drinks, appetizers, and our food immediately after. I didn't feel right, but I summed it up that I ate too much. A couple hours later, I felt nauseous and vomited three times, and am now feeling sick to my stomach, and I didn't eat anything else the entire day.
Another one who admits to just shoveling it in.
Here's somebody with a problem with the Wayne, New Jersey Outback Steakhouse. Me and my wife both got food poisoning from what we believe was the blooming onion, since that's all we shared. An hour later, we were both feeling badly. Both got sick, nauseous, stomach ache, and vomiting. Paid $100 to get sick. Our symptoms are nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, and...
diarrhea.
Oh, man, this is my new favorite website.
We did share some adult stuff later that night.
Someone in British Columbia claims they got sick at the Dairy Queen. Half an hour ago, I had the pecan mudslide.
I'm pretty sure...
I'll give you a pecan mudslide.
Diarrhea.
Pretty sure I got food poisoning from having intercourse with my wife. What? What happened?
Here's somebody 10 hours ago in L.A. that says they got sick on Lucky Charms. Another person in Georgia. Lucky Charms. They write, I arrived at work at 6:45. Was experiencing nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, chills, and sweats. I have been eating a bowl of Lucky Charms cereal each night this week.
You're just...
And I thought the diarrhea was coming from my milk. Well, I changed my milk, and I felt even worse this morning. Oh, no. So there's all these people going on to say that Lucky Charms made them sick.
Had sex with my wife, and she gave me food poisoning. Someone needs to hit the showers.
I don't know if this is germane to anything, but we've incorporated Lucky Charms cereal in our lovemaking routine.
Into the lovemaking.
It's a menage a Lucky, we call it. Boy, there's...
All right, we'll keep an eye on this.
All of these...
We've got a new go-to website.
Somebody here in Lubbock, Texas, getting sick, they claim, from a Fazoli's. The post just reads, oh my God, the dump I just took was unholy.
That's not necessary.
It says here...
I don't know that we need to be dragging the good name of Fazoli's.
The dump I just took was unholy. No one, and I mean no one, should ever eat here. It's always given me stomach issues, but this time was the worst ever. And then it says, just like 9/11, I'll never forget.
Okay.
Come on. 2 weeks ago, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 2 weeks ago, my granddaughter, while having a sleepover, ate Lucky Charms for breakfast, and shortly after was complaining of stomach pain. An hour later, she was vomiting. Green vomit. Well, the Lucky Charms wouldn't make your vomit green.
No, I wouldn't think.
Oh, boy. Well, people are piling on here with the Lucky Charms. Just do your homework before you pour a bowl of this. And for crying out loud, maybe don't have it every night for a week.
Number two.
I made fun of my boyfriend for liking scented candles, and now he won't talk to me. Woman feels bad after making fun of her boyfriend for liking scented candles. Apparently he was listening in on a conversation she was having on the phone with a friend of hers.
He's into candles.
Scented candles.
Oh, look at him.
25-year-old woman had no idea that he was in earshot at the time. She feels guilty after calling her friend Mike dopey for loving dopey scented candles. She was on the phone with a friend.
You know what? He's a real dope. You know why he's a real dope?
He likes scented candles. Can you believe it?
What a dope.
She writes, Mike has some interests that might typically consider girly, but if they make him happy, I'm all for it. I like doing knitting and stuff like that, and he'll always ask if he can do it with me, and I'll say yes and show him how to do it. And he's always super interested and wants to learn and stuff like that.
Do you like your sewing machine, Dave?
I love my sewing machine. Thank you, Larry. Anyway, recently, Mike's gotten into scented candles. Really gotten into scented candles. I just think it's kind of funny how into them he is, because they're kind of lame. But anyway, right before I left, I was on the phone with my friend and said, yeah, Mike's going to get those dopey scented candles. He was in earshot and I didn't realize. He got offended and left, looking super upset. I texted him, but he said he didn't want to talk because he thinks I was being mean.
I have not looked at... I have not been in the mall forever.
Yeah.
So I guess I haven't been in the Yankee Candle store forever.
Yeah.
I'm just taking a look to see what...
Is that even still a thing?
Well, I don't know. What kind of... what are the new scents for... what's available these days?
What's good? What's fresh?
Yeah, what's good today? What do we have for certain scents? Pink sands, tropical star fruit.
Uh-huh. You get Yankee candles every once in a while?
Not really anymore. Used to.
Yeah.
Not
Yeah.
Kind of off the whole candle thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while I'll get those, those cubes of wax that you melt?
Yeah.
There's a survey here that says that we're spending hundreds of dollars to make our homes smell better, like this Mike guy is. First of all, this woman's a nightmare. If you've got a partner that wants to like do stuff with you and is into stuff,
well, as long
I don't know
as
where you get off.
As long as you remember to blow out the candles,
right?
I mean, if you've got somebody,
I want everyone to look at the cake.
It's a death trap.
Everybody, look at the cake before we put the candles on. That's why I like those wax cubes, because I don't ever have to worry about burning down the house.
A safer situation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to potentially kill someone. Hundreds of dollars being spent on making sure that our homes smell better. When I get these cubes, they're like $3.
They've got a candle that's the scent is Majestic Mount Fuji.
What does that even smell like?
I don't know.
What does Mount Fuji smell like?
From a...
It smells like the WWF wrestler Mr. Fuji. Now,
I don't even...
You're talking.
I don't even know who that is.
Average person spends $221 a year on home scents. That seems excessive.
Well, that's a large candle a month.
Hmm. You're right. We haven't been to that. I couldn't tell you if that Yankee Candle store was even still there.
Movie night Coco?
Hmm. So what does it smell like, Coco and popcorn? Why isn't movie night Coco?
Yeah, it would almost have to smell like both, wouldn't it?
What percentage of...
I've never... Movie night Coco.
Does that do something for you?
I don't...
What percentage of Americans surveyed would you guess worry that their homes may smell bad to others?
Actually worry about it?
Yeah, what percentage of people worry their homes may smell bad to others?
69%.
69, dudes!
It's exactly 69%. You're so good at this.
Thank you,
Larry. 7 in 10 will do anything to make sure that their homes smell good, and the average respondent in this survey spends $221 a year on items to improve their home's aroma.
Well, today, I mean, I guess it's a little brisk,
mm-hmm.
but today would be a good day to air out the house, right?
I got one of those things a couple of years ago. It's like a robot, and it sprays stuff in the bathroom.
Got a robot?
It's like a little, like a can.
When did you get a robot?
Well, it's not really a robot. I'm making it sound much cooler than it is.
What's the name of your robot?
It's just, I don't know, what the hell is the thing called? You put a can in it, and it goes off every couple of minutes.
What else does it do?
That's it. That's all its only function.
Does it talk?
It's not a robot.
Does it talk?
No. No, it doesn't talk. It's just, I shouldn't have said robot. It's just a machine.
Well, that's because I had no idea you had a robot.
I regret calling it a robot. It's not a robot. It's just a...
Aren't robots expensive?
This is just a battery-powered thing. It's not...
You got robot money. Robot money,
I'm making it sound cooler than it is. Mm. It's like an Airwick thing that's battery-powered.
It's like the Jetsons over at your house.
You know, it really isn't. There's a switch. It can go off every, 10 minutes or every 3 minutes. I think I had it set on every 10 minutes. Anyway.
Does the robot come programmed?
Please stop calling it a robot. It's just an air freshener that's mechanical in its nature. Yeah. It's not an actual honest to God.
What I'm
robot.
Hearing here.
Yeah.
You'd like us to believe.
I shouldn't have said robot. I regret it instantly.
That somehow.
It's not,
you can afford a robot, and yet.
No, I'm not.
You're going to complain about your house not smelling nice then?
What I'm telling you is.
Why don't you just air it out today? When you get home.
I will.
Open the windows.
I will.
And let some fresh air in for crying out loud.
That's the plan, Darren. That's what I'll do. I will open the house up, but it's going to be, 50-some degrees.
So you got one of those Roombas?
No, I would love to, but they're a little pricey. I'm not making Roomba money. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not spending $221 a year. This survey was commissioned by Sensi.
That's Big Candle telling you what you want to hear is what that is.
That's why they want.
That's just big air freshener, big air.
This thing I put in the bathroom, though, the robot? First level, it's not a robot, but I put it in there, and my family was like, get that thing out of here. It's just all it does.
Oh, it's you just can't constantly even, going
you
out.
You can't go
so
in there.
So you're just in there for a second, and right. It blasts you right in the face.
It would be one thing if it blasted, like, motion detected or something, but...
Yeah,
it was overpowering. So now it's just sitting there.
Someone's gonna jonnel this place.
We're gonna get jonneled.
You're gonna get jonneled if you don't.
Well, I hope that's not the case. please don't come and jonnel my house just because the party's lame.
You had a party?
Oh no. Okay. We should probably answer this.
Okay.
It says here on the screener's line, on the screen here.
Is it the bathroom robot?
Oh, it's not. This isn't right.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Dave and Darren. Happy anniversary to you.
Don't you mean Darren and Master?
He's not my master. I haven't used him forever. They put me.
Oh, so he bought... So he buys you, he buys the robot, and then he unplugs it because no one in the family likes you.
Also, I think they were creeped out by having a robot in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you got a robot watching you while you're in the bathroom? Who knows?
I close my eyes when you come and take a
it's
poop.
Like
take
an...
a poop.
When you do what?
I close my sensors when you come and tinkle or take a poop.
Ah, okay. All right.
I'm not a weirdo.
Now that I think about it, I was over at your place yesterday. I didn't use your restroom, did I? No, I sat down
and
right away.
You did not use the bathroom when you visited yesterday.
What's that?
You did not use the bathroom.
Yeah, I didn't think I did. I didn't think I did.
Yeah. I keep a log.
Oh, you've got a log.
Get it?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm a bathroom robot.
Yes. Makes all the sense in the world.
Not really a robot, though. Just like an air wick thing with a battery in it.
Uh-huh. Sounds like...
Don't diminish my accomplishments. I am...
Artificial intelligence.
That's right.
In the bathroom.
That's right. I was bringing your bathroom up to 21st century standards, and your family refused to accept my excellence.
Yeah, and you were watching the whole time.
Always watching. Always watching.
Always self...
self
always aware.
Constantly skimming for filth.
Okay, well, now I'm glad we're not using you. Because you've creeped me out. Not really a robot, though. Just an air wick thing.
Have you ever witnessed anyone jonneling the bathroom?
I don't think you want me to answer that, Darren.
Okay.
You and I both know I have, and you and I both know who did it.
Okay.
So you might want to rein in.
All right.
Free guy.
Okay.
Wait, you jonneled my bathroom, Darren?
I didn't jonnel your bathroom.
He did it.
No,
And he also did what they call an upper decker.
No, he didn't. You haven't thrown a party. When's the last time you had a party?
I will show you the video of Darren.
Wait, no. When's the last time you had a party?
The party was so lame that Darren had to jonnel the bathroom.
I did.
He jonneled all over the place.
No, I didn't.
I have video to prove it.
When did you get this robot?
The thing's been sitting unused forever.
How long?
A couple of years.
Okay, you haven't had a party as recent as a couple of years ago. So
no.
He's lying.
I am incapable of lying. It is against my programming. You are a channeler.
Let me ask you this.
All over the floor.
How much did this robot cost?
It was like $6.
I had a feeling you were...
What?
How much did this robot cost?
$6 I wanted. I don't remember. It was so long. It's just an air wick with two AA batteries. I never should have called it a robot. Now it's all this.
Yeah.
He was trying to make it sound cooler than it was. But the joke is on him because I am a fully aware robot.
I thought you were going to tell me it's illegal to ask that question.
You can't ask me that question. It's illegal for you to ask me that question.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that was fun. The okay. Airwick, with a couple of batteries in it that now thinks it's a robot.
Yeah, I haven't bought a candle in quite some time.
My dream is to become a real little boy, like Pinocchio.
What? You've made something that was already some sort of monumentally creepy even creepier.
A sad little robot in your bathroom.
Well, that's...
God.
Sad little toilet robot.
It's just... That is...
Yeah. Know, it's not great.
You know...
It's not great, Darren.
It's It makes me want to cry, but I can't stop laughing.
Number three.
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 Three. You know how I have that weird thing where I pay too much attention on the road sometimes?
Like, yes, like to license plates.
I fixate on all of the stickers on license plates that are clearly a year or two expired.
Uh-huh.
That drives me crazy. The other thing is cars that say student driver on them.
Yeah.
That are clearly not being driven by student drivers. And I get you've got to get from one place to another, but...
Why do they allow people to smoke in those cars?
I don't think...
I mean, that's the first tip-off that... it's like a 60-year-old woman in there smoking.
What's that about?
It's...
Doesn't seem right.
What kind of example are we setting here?
Well, and they let the kids smoke, too, to take the edge off.
Yeah,
also,
I know. You're high-strung. I get it.
It also makes the kids look cooler. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
This story comes to us from where else but...
Florida.
Where a driving instructor is facing DUI charges after allegedly driving with a blood alcohol content that is nearly three times the legal limit. Florida Highway Patrol arrested Gregory Sorensen on Friday night after troopers say he was driving drunk in Newport Richey, Florida, while in a vehicle adorned with student driver decals and an open pack of natural light beer.
Natty Light.
In the back seat. Natural Light. That'll get you where you need to go.
Anyone who drinks and drives is a real jackass.
Troopers say they pulled Sorensen over around 11:40 because he was drifting in his lane, and they wanted to see if maybe he was suffering from a medical issue. Troopers approached... Troopers approached Sorensen and asked if he was okay. He said he was fine. But troopers say he slurred his speech and had alcohol on his breath and had bloodshot, watery eyes. So those are all kind of giveaways. You know, some stuff's going on.
I had some allergies.
It's the pollen. My God, the pollen. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, Sorensen, when they asked for his driver's license, Sorensen handed them a Chase credit card.
Here, this should take care of it.
Just put it on there.
Give him another dollar.
We should be able to make this go away, right?
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Yeah, maybe.
Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Yeah.
While he was fumbling for his license, troopers spotted an open 24-pack of Natural Light in the backseat of the car. That's when he was asked to get out of the car. After stumbling to get out of the vehicle and failing a field sobriety test...
No field test.
Sorensen did two breathalyzer tests, which showed his blood alcohol content to be, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
0.226.
Oh boy.
And 0.208.
Those are big numbers.
Booked into the Pasco County Jail. I'm guessing he's going to lose his license too as a driving instructor, right? You probably can't get busted in a DUI in your own car, but let alone in the vehicle that says student driver on it. Although it's
should
kind,
I have not done that?
It's kind of genius, though, to drunk drive in a car that says student driver, because if you're, like, all over the road, people just assume, oh.
What kind of trouble do you get in if you put stickers on your own car that says student driver?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe that's what's happening. Because I'm telling you, I see cars.
Can I send away for that? Let me see. Student driver.
I'm sure that's
stickers.
A thing. Well, yeah. Is that some sort of...
student driver magnet.
That's what it is.
Let's see.
They put these magnets on their car. And then you can drive like a jerk and everyone just assumes, oh, well, they're learning. You know.
I'm not that strong a driver yet.
It's not. It takes some getting used to.
Yeah, I mean, you got all this. You can send away for all these. Be patient. Be patient. Student driver.
Just be patient, student driver. Or I'm going to work on a 24-pack of natural lights.
I always consider myself a student. Always learning. Always absorbing.
In my defense.
I don't really consider myself a finished product.
I am a work in progress.
I am a work in progress.
Behind the wheel. I don't know.
So cut me a little slack.
If you would please.
Jack.
I can't do my work.
That's right. I can't do my work if you're going to keep harassing me.
I got a real red wagon.
Yeah.
A station wagon. And it's got these. Yeah. How much do these magnets cost, the student driver?
Just a few dollars. Nothing. Really? Yeah. Just slap it on.
And you don't have to prove that you're a driving school in order to get them?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, that seems.
Slap that on the old Dodge Aspen and I'm good to go. I got a real red wagon.
I don't think so.
That's exactly right. That's your answer.
The hey, what when happened driving school.
We're going to need you to get out and do a field test. I don't think so.
Number four.
I've got a tale of love gone horribly, horribly wrong. This guy is feeling kind of foolish right now.
Is this feeling something real?
No, it was all a fraud. This guy is out $200,000.
Yikes.
Lovelorn Jason Rosakis fell in love with this stunning brunette online on Match.com.
Oh my goodness, you're gorgeous.
Look at you, darling. He fell.
I don't trust you any farther than I can spit.
He fell in love with a Canadian nurse named Esther Anderson. They chatted every day for 12 months on Match.com.
Boy, that's quite a commitment.
Yeah. The picture that he was sent of Esther, it turns out, was fake. Also fake, her cries for help and wild tales of being in jail for smuggling gold.
I'm a gold smuggler.
Each time Esther asked for help, John would transfer money from his account.
You got it, baby.
Anything for you, I love you, darling. Esther.
Miss LaFave.
He thought that this was going to be really an investment because eventually he would be the owner
of the gold.
Of two 12-kilogram gold bars worth millions.
That makes all the sense in the world.
John's 43 years old. He ended up taking out loans to give Esther the money.
Hold on a second. Let me go to the bank.
And he borrowed hundreds.
Let me see what I can do. I'm an idiot.
He also borrowed a ton of money from his dad. He was sent...
Come on, Dad! Come on!
43 years old and
you're... What do you want it for?
My Canadian girlfriend.
She's a nurse. Gold smuggler, don't you know? What?
He was sent receipts for the gold, but it turns out it was all fake.
Oh, yeah. Who can get a receipt book? I can make a receipt book.
John, this story reads, who has an IQ of over 135 and a master's degree in engineering and robotics, fell for the crook story after meeting Esther on the dating website Match.com. Make sure you put in there that I've got a master's degree. I don't want people thinking I'm an idiot. As the romance intensified over text messages. And
according to him. Maybe for her, not so much. I would say it was not that intense on my side.
You, dummy. As the romance intensified over text messages and FaceTime, Esther told John that she was going to move to be with him. Then she asked for money for food, claiming she was desperate.
I need food for the move. I am desperate. So
she needed $525 a month for food.
Wow.
He says, I always help people around me, and I felt bad, so I sent her the money. She said, thank you, my love. I can't wait to come and meet you, and things like that. How would anyone feel when
we'll grill out.
We'll have a weenie roast.
We'll have a real weenie roast. A real weenie roast. Because if I don't eat, I can't do my job.
I don't think so.
I can't do my work.
He says, how would anyone feel when he hears affectionate words? He was sucked in by pictures.
Believe it.
And showing Esther smiling. The con took a twist when Esther said she was a volunteer and was going to head to Africa to help build a children's hospital.
And smuggle gold. More gold.
She would also visit her mother in Ghana before flying to see John in the UK. Just days later, Esther claimed to have been jailed in Ghana for concealing the gold bars in a case.
You're not going to believe this.
She asked John to pay a court fee to free her from jail. Then he received letters and documentation asking him to pay for the gold to be released. Esther said if he paid the officials, she would give him the gold or sell it and pay him back. The amounts that she wanted kept increasing, and he kept paying out to ensure that the gold was released so, you know, he could get his money back. He says, I was expecting to get the money back when the gold was sold, but it turns out everything was a scam. Mm. Yeah, do you think? I was expecting to get the money back. What?
The old Ghana gotcha.
Took out four loans to release the gold and transfer it into his name. Wow. I was dealing with...
What a dope! I've got a master's degree in everything.
I've got a big IQ. Make sure that's in the story. I don't want people thinking I'm...
Put that in there.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
He says, I was dealing with supposedly official people. They sent police badges and passports and everything. Esther never asked me for large amounts of money, just daily amounts for food. He was sent a certificate.
Didn't I just buy you a pack of hot dogs yesterday?
Always with the grilling. I need briquettes, my love. Can you give me money for some lighter fluid? Oh, my gosh. So he keeps getting these receipts, and then he...
I need something to clean this grill.
He borrows money from his dad. This is in the UK. The family ended up £160,000 in debt. They saw nothing in return, and then in February of last year, Esther disappeared. John says they kept it going for a year. We were talking daily. At one point, I had handed over the money for the gold. They made a bank account for me. Everything was so well planned. Oh, my gosh. He says this scam has wrecked his mental health.
Just can't concentrate.
I can't focus.
Can't focus on anything.
He says, I'm used to being used.
You're wow. What?
I'm used to being used.
You shouldn't be.
Oh, the spokesperson at his bank says this is a tragic case of a romance
But then
scam.
Again, I'm only a spokesperson for the bank, for his bank. I'll say whatever I want.
No, we can do. Sorry that this dummy threw his money away.
We appreciate his business.
We were glad to have the money in our bank, you know, before he threw it away like a dummy. A scammer will use a variety of scenarios to target your emotions and get you to part with your money, they say, often using a family emergency or an overseas crisis as a reason. I think the brilliant part is just asking for food money. And then sneaking in some sort of gold bar story. You ask for a little bit of money, and then you ask for a lot of money.
I'd like one of those grill racks where you can grill vegetables.
My darling, I need a griddle so that I can do pancakes outside.
And I'm going to need vegetables, too. Expensive ones.
will grill out. You know, I almost feel like what you're doing here, Darren, is giving us the keys to scamming you. Yeah. Like if someone was to say, I need money, darling, for grilling out, you'd be like, yeah, okay, well, weather's getting nicer.
Check yes or no for interest. No. Then why did you sign up? I didn't.
Match.com. Well.
Interest? No. Now, what are your interests?
Now every time
none of your business.
How does his dad fall for it?
Yeah.
The dad is like, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. Follow your heart.
No. It makes sense to me. This gal's story certainly, it all adds up to me. Why wouldn't I hand over?
You remember what a scam mom was. Where is she today, huh? Yeah, that's right.
Never existed.
Ghana.
I'm not even sure how you got here. Never met your mother.
Who are you?
Number five.
Gilligan's Island reruns over the weekend got me thinking, Darren. Oh, you're right.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
You know, originally it was a six-hour tour, but they changed it. That was a change they felt they needed to make.
3 hours out and 3 hours back.
Oh. Well, it's a six-hour tour then.
Yeah.
I'm very confused. The theme song, when you watch the first season of Gilligan's Island.
Black and white.
It's black and white, which is a little weird, right? And then when they do the theme song, they don't say, the professor and Marianne here at Gilligan's Isle. They go, the movie star. And the rest here on Gilligan's Isle. And I've always wondered, like, what's that about, right? I mean, the professor and Marianne, why were they excluded from the theme
song? Didn't rise to the level of importance.
Well, there's that. There's also the fact that Tina Louise, who was Ginger, had it in her contract that after her, they wouldn't mention anybody else.
Yeah.
That was in her deal.
I'm the best.
Tina Louise had it in her contract that when they said her name, they couldn't say anyone else. So they don't say the professor and Marianne. And those characters became more important to the show. And finally, they had to like figure out a way to make that happen. And Tina Louise was like, listen, my contract says that I get also starring Tina Louise as Ginger as a credit. And no other name follows mine in the credits.
Now,
that's how that works.
Do you think they ever got to the point where they were all making the same amount of money?
Oh, no. I'm certain that wasn't the case.
Ever?
No. No.
Well, Jim Backus would have been the most famous of the...
You think Backus is the guy bringing in the most money on
this
show?
Well, I mean, he would have been the most famous, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to guess Bob Denver is...
But yeah, I mean, Gilligan, I mean, you would think that he would be getting the most money.
Well, this is what happens. Don Wells, who played Ginger, and Russell Johnson was the professor, they're both not mentioned in the theme song. And Bob Denver, the guy who played Gilligan, is like, this is ridiculous.
Good for him.
Get them in the theme song.
And, I'm Gilligan, damn it.
And, you know, and Tina Louise says, no, they don't get to be in the theme song because my contract says nobody can come after me in the credits.
Well, we're changing your contract.
Well, that Bob Denver goes, oh, is that right? I got a clause in my contract that says my name can be anywhere in the credits I want. So
what
I will.
What kind of contracts are these?
I know it.
What kind of ridiculous. Who's.
Apparently, this is important to these people. He says, my name can go wherever it wants, so I can put my name after yours. And then they had to strike a deal with Tina Louise. Bob Denver was doing this just to make sure that the professor and Marianne could get in the theme song. I guess there was a deal, too, where Tina Louise was kind of a nightmare to work with on that show. She's the last one standing, right? Everyone else on the show is deceased, right?
88 years old.
So Bob Denver, does this to protect Dawn Wells. He's like, this is ridiculous that she's getting treated like this. And then there was this time that TV Guide wanted to do a photo shoot,
mm-hmm.
and it's 1965.
Yep.
And you're not saying no to that. And Bob Denver goes, look, I'll do the pictures for TV Guide. That's fine. And it'll be, you know, Tina Louise. And he says, I'm only going to do this if Dawn Wells is included in the photo shoot. And they say, yeah, okay, whatever you want.
Fighting the good fight.
I know. What a mensch this guy is. So then it's Dawn Wells and Tina Louise and Bob Denver. So it's, you know, Gilligan, Ginger, and Marianne. They do the photo shoot. And then when the magazine comes out, they cropped Marianne out of the picture. What? Why? Why so awful to Marianne?
No kidding.
The cast could have been very different. They almost went with Jerry Van Dyke as Gilligan.
Oh, brother.
They wanted Jane Mansfield as Ginger, and that almost happened. And the skipper was very nearly played by Carol O'Connor.
Hmm.
Archie Bunker was almost the skipper. And then Raquel Welch was almost hired, but not to be Ginger. She was going to be Marianne.
That's quite a lineup.
Yeah. And the professor was Russell Johnson, but they almost went with Dabney Coleman.
Huh.
Yeah. That's a very...
Well, I suppose that all could have worked.
Yeah, I mean, you can think about it. And
as long as Jane Mansfield can keep her head about her.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
The producer of the show was Sherwood Schwartz.
That's right.
He made $90 million on the reruns of Gilligan's Island.
Is that right?
$90 million.
Wow.
Dawn Wells said...
I wonder if it felt like blood money.
The cast, by the way, for the reruns... got $0 because syndication royalties didn't exist when the deal was signed.
$90
million. $90 million for the producer of the show, but the cast got nothing. You get nothing. Think of this, too. Like, the Friends, when they were doing Friends, were all getting $1 million an episode, and they're still getting paid.
Yeah.
For the residuals. The Gilligan's Island crew, all of the stars, got $5,000 a week in today's dollars.
And Gilligan's Island, an infinitely better show.
Than Friends?
Oh.
Well, I would have that debate with you.
Okay, well, then don't.
They got like $50,000. I guess all of the cast members got like $50,000 a season.
You're telling me you'd rather watch Friends than Gilligan's Island?
The problem with Gilligan's Island for me is I can't watch more than one episode.
That's fine. How many episodes of Friends can you watch? You can binge Friends? What kind of weirdo are you?
Jim Backus was making the most, I guess. Jim Backus
he was the biggest name.
Jim Backus was making $750 a week, is what Dawn Wells said.
Oh, that's, oh, man.
So Sherwood Schwartz made $900 million, $90 million on the reruns.
And Jim Backus is getting $750 an episode?
$750 a week. The person who made the most money as a result of their time on Gilligan's Island, which of them do you think ended up doing the best financially? If you had to guess, who was stupid wealthy after Gilligan's Island?
Well, the producer, Sherwood Schwartz.
Let's talk about just the six castaways.
Well,
of the six castaways, who made the most money after the show? Who was the wealthiest? Keep in mind, I guess Tina Louise and Jim Backus were getting the most at $750
a week. I would say Tina Louise, being that she's still alive.
Right. No, the person who made the most money was Natalie Schaefer. Because Natalie Schaefer took the money from Gilligan's Island
and
put it in real estate.
Ah.
They invested, her and her husband, they invested all the money in Beverly Hills real estate when it was cheap. And then they sold it for a fortune.
I tell you what, we'll live on your salary and we'll just take my Gilligan's Island money and buy real estate in Beverly Hills. What do you think of that?
When Natalie Schaefer, who played the millionaire's wife, when she died in 1991, she left a giant amount of money to a poodle because she didn't have any kids. And then when the poodle died, the rest of the money went to the Motion Picture and Television Hospital. It was millions and millions of dollars. They renamed a wing of the hospital in her honor. The millionaire's wife is the one who made the most money out of all of them. Lovey Howell, if you'll have it.
You need me.
$90 million. Hey, Sherwood, can we get a taste of that?
Not a chance.
No. Here's a coconut.
Here's a coconut.
Here.
Here is a coconut.
I want you to enjoy this.
Use it however you like.
I drilled a hole in it. If that gives you any ideas what I think you should do.
This is for you.
It's for you.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Really glad that you downloaded it and listened to it. Hopefully you're subscribing to it. And that'd if you get nice. A chance, you know, spread the word. Leave a review somewhere. That's super helpful. Maybe the most helpful thing you can do. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.